The Civil War series with Dr. James Robertson is underwritten by the Trust Company of Virginia.
Down at the northern end of the Shenandoah Valley is the town of Winchester. Although it is today becoming a suburb of Washington, in Civil War times, Winchester had an importance among Virginia communities second only to that of Richmond. The Shenandoah River was never navigable. Hence, the Valley Turnpike was the major avenue through the agricultural kingdom immediately west of the Blue Ridge Mountains. That highway extended from Stanton to Winchester. It was a two-lane macadamized pike, paved 18 feet wide with pulverized limestone packed tightly to make the roadbed impervious to precipitation. Road shoulders were 2 feet wide on each side. No grade on the Valley Turnpike exceeded 3 degrees. In marked contrast to all other highways of that day, the builders of the Valley Thoroughfare had taken painstaking efforts to keep it as straight as possible. At many points, the turnpike ran unbent for as far as 3 miles. The section between New Market and Mosey was 7 miles in length and contained a single curve. The Valley Turnpike, overlooked by today's travelers on the interstate, still exists. It is called U.S. 11. Its northern terminus was Winchester. Founded in 1743 by English pioneers, it was the first community of note in the valley. Its street names, Loudon, Cork, and the like, reflected the English influence. George Washington spent time there as a surveyor and later as a military commander in the French and Indian War. The village, a veritable crossroads for the northwest section of Virginia, came to life after the American Revolution as a market for goods traveling in every direction in the lower Shenandoah. By 1861, Winchester boasted 700 families and a population of 4,400 happy citizens. It was 3 times the size of Lexington, its counterpart at the other end of the valley. A handsome county courthouse, marketplace, 50 mercantile stores, 2 banks, 12 churches, and several taverns all stood along paved streets. Winchester had more than the average number of schools. It even possessed a medical college. 9 roads converged there. A 30-mile railroad connected Winchester with Harper's Ferry and the mighty Baltimore and Ohio rail system. Winchester was not merely Virginia's largest town on the west side of the Blue Ridge. Its location made it the northern door to the valley, as well as the commercial, military, and psychological key to the entire Shenandoah. How vital to both sides Winchester was in the Civil War can be told in a single unbelievable statistic. In the 4 years of conflict, the town changed hands more than 70 times. Of course, many of those changes were momentary as a cavalry unit moved into one end of town and forced a mounted enemy unit out the other end. Still, Winchester was in a class by itself where shifting loyalties were concerned. 4 times during the war, Confederate General Stonewall Jackson made the town his headquarters, and by his own admission, Jackson came to think of Winchester as a second home. Certainly no single individual in wartime held the affection of Winchester citizens more than did Old Jack. The strategic importance of Winchester is evident from the fact that 5 major battles and 12 skirmishes took place in and around the city. Some of those engagements, notably Kernstown, First Winchester, and Opeckan Creek, were significant enough to alter the course of the war for the time being. As one might expect, Civil War devastated Winchester. 1/3 of the homes and over 1/2 of the businesses were destroyed. There was barely a Winchester family that did not mourn a father, son, or brother who was a casualty of the war. Today the battlefields are gone, but the cemeteries, the memoirs of civilians, and the reminiscences of soldiers form an indelible legacy of Winchester in another and bloody time.